Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Friday morning in 74 degrees. The U.S. is sending aid to Lebanon after a massive deadly explosion in the capital, Beirut.
A U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo plane has landed in Beirut with food, water, and medical supplies. The military says two more flights are expected in the next 24 hours. At a Pentagon press briefing, Chief Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman was asked if the explosion was an accident or an attack.
The president and the secretary have both been consistent that we've reached no definitive cause for the explosion, and that information is still coming in. We're going to continue to assess it.
Hoffman said Lebanese authorities are leading the investigation. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Nearly $400,000 in cuts to the Wichita animal control budget may not happen after all.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple said at his Thursday news conference, the city is working on an alternative plan that includes adjusting fees,
so that people will not only get the services that they expect, but also ensure that we are the program is actually saving money or is self-sustaining.
Mayor Whipple says city officials will take another look at the budget on Tuesday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In an effort to minimize exposure to the COVID-19 virus, the University of Kansas is going to test everyone on campus.
The university will use a simple, non-invasive, saliva-based test for students, faculty, and staff on reentry to campus. This testing will be mandatory for all students, faculty, and staff on the Lawrence and Edwards campuses. The test will be provided at no charge in partnership with Clinical Reference Laboratory in Lenexa. Positive faculty and staff results will be shared with KU Human Resources, and students' positive results will be shared with KU Student Affairs and KU Student Housing, if applicable, along with the individual's local health department. Watkins Health Services will also receive notification of positive results, and those who test positive will be contacted by a health official.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, the first governor in the nation to test positive for the coronavirus, was infected when he hugged two friends from Tulsa. The governor's spokesman says Stitt met with the two men in Oklahoma City on July 10th and broke his own rule by hugging them. At least one of the two friends later tested positive for the virus. Stitt announced on July 15th that he had tested positive and isolated himself. He has said no one he was in contact with has tested positive.
The island of Manhattan has been closed off a little bit more by Mayor Bill de Blasio.
COVID-19 checkpoints set up at major entrances to New York City. Checkpoint locations near bridges and tunnels will vary day to day, including how many cars get stopped. At Transit Hub, Penn Station, New York's Test and Trace Corps will hand out information every day, asking travelers where they've been and how to contact them. 35 states and territories are currently on the mandatory quarantine list. Travelers will need to isolate for 2 weeks, but the city is prepared to help make it easier with food or medication deliveries. Mayor Bill de Blasio stressing the importance of slowing the spread, saying one-fifth of new cases come from out-of-state travelers.
There can be serious penalties, up to $10,000 per person.
In New York, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Authorities say they've found an unfinished tunnel stretching from Arizona to Mexico.
that appears to be the most sophisticated tunnel in U.S. history. Federal officials say the tunnel intended for smuggling ran from San Luis, Arizona, to a Mexican neighborhood. They say it had a ventilation system, water lines, electrical wiring, a rail system, and extensive reinforcement. Homeland Security investigations found that tunnel in late July. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
We had some areas of thunderstorms this morning across parts of south central Kansas that will gradually diminish, and then we heat up and turn windy this afternoon, our high 94. Clear through tonight, our low 75, sunny and hot on Saturday with a high 98, 97 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky with some light rain in the area and 74 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That means it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
50 Cent slammed for some comments he made about Beirut.
50 Cent is taking heat over an Instagram post of a massive explosion in the city of Beirut in Lebanon that has killed over 100 people. Footage circulated online following the blast. The rapper reposted it, captioning it, "The F they had in there, hashtag Branson Cognac and La Chemine de Roy." The hashtags, which the rapper includes on all his posts, are the names of his alcohol brands. Social media users slammed the artist. One follower wrote, "Dambra, at least say rest in peace." Another added, "This isn't a meme or a joke at 50 Cent. So many innocent people, including children, have lost their lives. Show some compassion." Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
A couple of YouTube stars facing charges, this in connection with a bank robbery prank.
The Orange County District Attorney says footage shared to Alan and Alex Stokes' YouTube channel last October shows the 23-year-old twins falsely presenting themselves as criminals who robbed a bank to an Uber driver and others, trying to force these individuals to help them get away. The DA says these were not pranks. These are crimes that could have resulted in someone getting seriously injured or even killed. The YouTubers who have nearly 5 million subscribers, each charged with one felony count of false imprisonment affected by violence, menace, fraud, or deceit, and one misdemeanor count of falsely reporting an emergency. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A movie coming based on a favorite 80s action TV show.
Knight Rider is hitting the road once again. This time, Kit's destination is the big screen.
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor.
Aquaman director James Wan is producing the David Hasselhoff television series. It began in 1982 and ran for 4 seasons. It starred Hasselhoff as Michael Knight, a mysterious agent for the Foundation for Law and Government, driving the Knight Industries 2000, known as Kit. A technologically advanced Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, the series garnered a huge cult following and created more TV spinoffs and video games, and even had its own convention known as NightCon. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Steve McIntosh is pretty tickled over there. He loves David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I do, the Hoff.
Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm. A South Carolina wedding venue responds to a Hollywood couple apologizing for getting married there.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively recently expressing regret for getting married in 2012 at Boone Hall Plantation and Gardens in Charleston County. Reynolds telling Fast Company they are deeply sorry, explaining, "What we saw at the time was a wedding venue on Pinterest. What we saw after was a place built upon devastating tragedy." Reps for the venue, which features an exhibit of original slave cabins, responding, saying they respond honestly to couples to address any concerns they may have, adding, "We will always work to be part of the solution for our couples, not part of the problem." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Been to Boone Hall Plantation.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where is it again?
Probably it's South Carolina. It's near Charleston. Sure, Hollywood has used it many times, but it has a long, long driveway.
I know
these
the one you're talking about.
Trees over it. Yeah.
Boone Mansion.
All right. Tom Hanks is in talks to join the cast of the live-action film Pinocchio.
Tom Hanks is reportedly interested in the role of Geppetto in Disney's live-action retelling of Pinocchio. Hanks is in early talks with the studio, according to Deadline. The actor reached out to director Robert Zemeckis after reading the script. Disney has been interested in Hanks for the role of the Italian wood carver for years, even reaching out to him when Paul King was attached to direct.
Now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you, but I can run like the wind blows.
Zemeckis and Hanks teamed up on several films, including Forrest Gump, for which they both won Oscars. The 1940s animated Disney film tells the tale of a wood puppet who must prove himself worthy to become a real boy. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
A horror movie is keeping up with the times. Let's check in with the celebrities.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with director Rob Savage and actress Haley Bishop of the new horror film Host. They didn't let the pandemic stop them from making a movie. They got creative and shot their new project entirely over Zoom.
It plays out in real time. It's a 40-minute Zoom call that has to feel just like you and your group of friends. And what would you do if all this weird stuff started happening?
It centers around six friends who unleash an evil spirit after holding a seance over a video conferencing call during coronavirus. Lockdown. The scares and stunts were filmed remotely by the actors from their own homes using their own cameras.
We put their iPhones and we attached them to the back of the laptop so that we were filming on the iPhones as well as the Zoom in case the Zoom went down.
Being able and ready to just kind of jump into the idea and make use of all the things we had in our house.
We ended up getting special effects people to make us these crazy gadgets that would make doors explode open and cupboards explode like a poltergeist was playing with them.
The film is now available on demand on Shudder. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Looks like we got a pretty good thunderstorm, right? Sitting right on top of Wichita right
now. Yeah, sure looks
on this Friday morning. Hey, happy birthday to singer B.J. Thomas, who is 78 today. Of course, raindrops keep falling on my head.
They do.
And we interviewed him a few years ago here with Steve and Ted, and he was just, he's one of the best guests I think we've ever had.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was
good.
Just so nice and told great stories. B.J. Thomas is 78. And tomorrow marks a big anniversary of a movie that is one of my favorites. Yes, it came out in Wichita movie theaters 40 years ago tomorrow. Xanadu. I believe it played at the Broadview Theater. Lincoln and George Washington Boulevard.
All right.
Xanadu, of course. Musical fantasy film, Olivia Newton-John, Gene Kelly in his final film role. Music by ELO, Cliff Richard and the Tubes, and Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Box office disappointment, a lot of negative critical reviews. In fact, it was the inspiration for the creation of the Golden Raspberry Awards.
Oh, no.
Recognizing the worst films of the year. The soundtrack became a huge commercial success worldwide. Certified double platinum in the U.S. Even though the film did fare poorly at the time. It did. It was at the Boulevard Theater. That's
Boulevard.
Where it was.
Yes,
yeah,
the Boulevard.
At Lincoln and Georgia. Yeah. Universal Studios canceled press screenings. They were not confident in the film, and it went on to receive a lot of negative reviews. But it has a cult following, and it did inspire a campy Broadway musical.
Sure did.
I completely disagree with all those assessments. It's one of my all-time favorites. Seen it dozens of times. Gene Kelly's great. Olivia Newton-John is fetching. And the music is just phenomenal. I love it. Tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. A great Christian family doing honest work at affordable prices. If you have an appliance that needs help, call Terry. We'll get you in for an appointment. 409-1525 is that phone number at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Time once again for 40 Under 40. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
And do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.